5 minutes after the hour now here on Morning Air. Excuse me, 6 minutes after the hour. And that's important because we're a minute closer to the weekend. And you've probably seen the flyers in the newspapers, the ads on radio and television. The unofficial start to summer. Here it is, Memorial Day weekend, when we are able to take a little bit of a break from our routine. We get outside and enjoy some of the warmer weather. But in that break of your routine, does that also include your faith life? So how to keep your faith life maximized during the beautiful summer months? Father John Gordon is going to help us with that, joining us live from our New York studio. Father is the coordinator of the Office of Evangelization and the Vicar for Pastoral Life in the Archdiocese of Newark. Good morning, Father. Good to have you back.
Good morning, John. Good to be here with you and with all of our relevant radio listeners today.
Maybe my family was a little bit different than most, but I remember Mom and Dad when they would decide where we're going to go on vacation, and we didn't do a lot, you know, Cape Cod, places like that. They would always manage to find where the church was as part of their planning. And this is the days before the internet, but somehow or another they found it because faith didn't take a vacation. It was just really the foundation of who we are, who we were, and who we remained as a family.
You know, I think, John, that your family wasn't as different as ours. You and I are approximately the same age, if I recall, about 85.
And, that's right.
And the truth of the matter is that when we went to different places, the place where we stayed usually kept a record of where the local churches were, because people were a faithful people. It was more of a time when people went to church, whether they had faith or not. It was certainly the cultural norm to go to church. And so there was a certain expectation that that's what people did on Sunday mornings, for example. At the same time, the reality of the summer weeks and months that come before us, they do offer a pleasant change in the pace for most of us, whether we take some vacation time or just things are a little easier. We're often more outdoors. We're doing more different kinds of activities than we do during the year. If we have children, because they're not in school, that certainly changes the balance and the shift of what the schedule looks like. And sometimes even during the summer months, interestingly enough, we work harder when we're at work because we're covering for other staff or colleagues who are taking their vacation time. So it's not always all fun and games during the summer, but it is a change in the routine. And changes in routine, while even while we might look forward to them and want them very much, at the same time, they can disrupt certain things of the smoothness of our lives, and especially our faith life, when it comes to the regular practice of our faith.
And perhaps when you're on vacation, you'll take one vacation day to go to daily mass. And we bring that up only because, have you ever noticed this, Father, even if your church is air-conditioned and keeping the electricity bills down a little bit in the summertime, they'll open up the windows of the parish, especially early in the morning when those cool breezes come through. And there's something beautifully visceral that adds to the worship when you're in your parish church. It's a different kind of intimacy because it's not filled, just the daily mass goers. And the beautiful breeze is coming through. There's a sense element to faith as well in the summertime, isn't there?
Oh, for sure. And I think that's a great suggestion, especially during a vacation time, because you're not usually rushing off to work or other kinds of obligations. And to have the luxury to get up, to go to Mass, what a great way to begin the day, to not waste the morning, go out for breakfast, have a nice leisurely breakfast at home, whatever it might be. But those kinds of ways to kind of luxuriate in the grace of these weeks and months that the lovely weather gives to us. And also at the same time, we have to have a plan for when the weather isn't as cooperative and yet we're still on a vacation or break mode. I always feel bad. There's always at least 1 week during the summer that it rains all week. And I feel bad for the people who rented a house down the Jersey Shore, for example, for that 1 week, because it's like they usually get rented a house too small because they were just going to sleep in it and go to the beach. But they're trapped inside. And what do we do when we feel like we're trapped and we need to kind of express ourselves? I just want to encourage all our listeners, and ourselves included, to keep the faith alive, to take time to maybe play a little bit with our prayer life, to go deeper in the scriptures, to perhaps pray the rosary more meditatively, to go for a walk and contemplate God, to seek the Lord when you're in a different place, to go visit churches. When I was a child growing up and we went on vacation or went anywhere to travel, whenever we went into a church, my grandmother always said, if this is your first time in the church, you get to make three wishes. I think now I would say three simple prayers, but three hopes. I think it's a beautiful little tradition that I grew up with, that you looked forward to going to a different churches to see what they were like, where the Blessed Sacrament was, if it was a Catholic church, and all the kind of beauty there is. All those kinds of things that keep our faith alive all throughout the year.
And this isn't meant to be a guilt trip of you're going on vacation, don't forget to bring along the Lord, but really a beautiful reminder from the Lord about the beauty of living your faith at a time when a survey just came out and they found that people who live in the state of Minnesota and the state of Washington are most likely to put work away when they go on vacation. In the other 48 states in this survey, we're connected via our smartphones, so we may be physically away from a workplace, but we're not mentally away from a workplace. And the Lord wants, he's given you that gift of time, that 168 hours of the week. So if you're not spending it at work, if you can give a little bit of it to him, boy, that's going to go a long way.
You know, it helps to reestablish our priorities. We tend to think that we're so important. We might not even consciously think it this way, but I'm so important at work that I can't be disconnected. They can't survive a few days or a week without me. And so we kind of are constantly checking in, and the people we work with will take advantage of that because it's as if we were never away. But I think it gives us a chance, the vacation time and the summer months, to reestablish our priorities. What's really important? Time with my family, time with the Lord. Time within my own heart to just recollect myself, to realize, to get off that treadmill for a bit, to get off that kind of spinning wheel that seems to always be going and going and going, right. And to take a chance to realize, really, what's going on here? What's important? There's going to come a time we have to make a reckoning of our lives before the Lord, and we want to be able to be saying to ourselves and saying to him, Lord, I used everything you gave me, especially the gift of time. I used it so well to love you more, to love my family, to love the poor, to all those kinds of things. I just want to encourage all our listeners to, as we approach the summer months, and this is key, I think, to make a plan how to spend that kind of time. If you're going on vacation, if you're taking a few days off, if your schedule's lightened in some way, that you have a plan as what you're going to do with that, whether it's going to be for getting some errands done or doing some visiting, doing some work around the house, but also a time for, where's God in this time? If I'm given extra time, what portion of that does God get?
It's providential in our conversation here at 13 After the Hour with Father John Gordon from the Archdiocese of Newark in terms of keeping spiritually active over summer vacation that we're having this conversation on Wednesday the 23rd, just a few days after Pentecost, because we've got the spiritual wind behind our backs, the spiritual wind of the Holy Spirit behind our backs as we go into Memorial Day weekend and the summer.
That's right. You know, just the other day, I was saying to myself, and I brought it out in the Daily Mass homily, you know, we spent over 3 months now since February 14th with Ash Wednesday, with Lent and Easter, and spent all this time with liturgically focusing on the Lord's demands for holiness and the celebration of the resurrection, and now the gift of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And what difference does it make? What difference does it make that we've done all this stuff? Does it make me different? And the gift of the Holy Spirit demands that somehow I respond to that grace. Now, the grace is always being given to us, but perhaps this will be the year that I'm actually going to let that grace change me. I'm going to give God permission to do his work in me. And therefore, when I'm prompted to take extra time to pray, when I'm prompted to say to somebody, to give a little witness about Jesus' love, when I'm prompted to offer a word of forgiveness, when I'm prompted to do some preparation of prayer for justice or intercession for another, when I'm prompted in that way to recognize that's God's Holy Spirit, which I've asked for, working in my heart.
We're keeping our faith alive over the summer months, of course, Memorial Day weekend, that unofficial start to summer. And for many of us, especially those of you who live here in the Northeast, in the New York area, you're saying, come on, summer, where are you? Because we have been in this perpetual kind of extended winter without a spring. So maybe we'll take a giant step into summer. But keeping your faith alive over the summer months, and certainly as we've been talking about, keeping the message of Pentecost and the Holy Spirit at work within us, having that conversation on this Wednesday morning with Father John Gordon, the coordinator of the Office of Evangelization and the Vicar for Pastoral Life in the Archdiocese of Newark. And we'll continue. Plus, go to Rome for the Pope's General Weekly Audience later on this morning as we continue on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.